Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Coming up... Hey, I'm number two.
I'm Chappie.
Hey, I'm Jekyll.
Hey, I'm Hooligan. You gotta keep them
separated. So right now, he's going through the black book of horrible stories.
Let's make that happen.
Really appreciate Jekyll's generosity with his cooter.
You have me on track here, baby.
This is Wine and Russell's for everything.
And this is Disgruntled Discussions.
Yes, we are.
At WDVR on DVRadio.net.
And welcome to Disgruntled Discussions, powered by us, your disgruntled vets. This is going to be a special year-end review, even though we're 2 weeks late, brought to you by DV Radio. And I'm Nevermore, and with me we have Hooligan. You can talk now.
I told you I got this.
And we have Chappie.
Hi, guys.
And don't I sound good now? Hear him. Listen, talk.
Look, I'm talking. Don't I sound amazing?
You sound a little too upbeat. What happened?
I got a new mic.
You got a new mic?
Yeah, I bought this whole microphone. It cost me a little bit, but it looks cool.
Well.
And I sound amazing.
Well, it was that or lose your balls, so yeah.
Well, I was working on a $12 pair of headphones, so I hope this one sounds better.
Your balls, not mine. So, anyway, I don't know if anybody's doing anything for our first segment, but we'll try it anyway. Hey, Chappie, what are we drinking?
Tonight I am drinking some straight Woodford with a, side of Monster, just so I can stay up a little later. It's quite delicious. It's a really odd combination, but it's pretty good. But I do have to tell you about this one bar I went to last night.
Well, can we see what Hooligan's drinking first?
Fine. This is good drinks. I got really excited.
Yeah, I know. It's cool, though. It's cool. I like hearing Chappie excited.
Well, what are you drinking so we can end this segment and have Chappie story time?
No, I'm just drinking Jack and Coke.
Well,
nothing special.
All right. So back to my story. I took Al out on a date, and we went to this, like, really fancy jazz bar, but we're not really jazz people, but we heard, like, their drinks are amazing, and, like, all the drinks, like, these aren't just bartenders, these are, like,
mixologists.
They're mixologists, like, no shit, they fucking were lighting shit on fire in front of me, like, they smoked out my glass. I think I had one of the best Manhattans of my life there.
Oh, look at that. Chappie's picking up some class now.
I know, right?
Oh, I love Manhattans, but, like, the problem is, like, I think I went to a Legion one time, and I was like, can I have a Manhattan? And the old bartender, she's like, what's that? And I'm like, oh, God, I'm not doing this. I asked for a Jack and Ginger, and she asked me how to make it. I'm like...
You put some Jack and some ginger ale in a cup?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're going to have a shorter show today due to time constraints and lack of number twos. Has anybody seen him, by the way, since he took off for this hooker conference?
He went live there for like a second.
Yeah, he did go live on the page, which was like, I was like, holy shit, he's actually posting.
Yeah, but he looked like he was under duress, though. Did anyone catch that?
I think ISIS was actually behind him, forcing him to say all of that.
Yeah, because he would never post on his own unless he was threatened.
That's true. Oh, well.
It's better than Snapchat. No. I got a Snapchat in his suit turning up a whole bottle of liquor. So, yeah.
I follow his snaps all the time just to figure out how drunk he is. I just find it really funny. He's like, he'll come on, and I'm like, because we don't do business when we're drunk. That's like a big no-no with Disgruntled. And he's like trying to talk business. And I'm like, I send him a private message, and I'm like, dude, you're drunk. And he goes, I'm not drunk. I'm like, dude, I've followed all of your Snapchats. You're on like beer number 18 right now. I'm like, you're drunk.
According to him, he can drink so much that he doesn't really get drunk, but as the Snapchats progress, you can tell he's drunk.
Oh, he does, like, the whole white girl, like, moving the camera, but, like, I don't know, it's funny. He's so basic.
He is literally the male version of the white girl basic. You know, the leggings and the Uggs and the Starbucks pumpkin spice. That's number two.
If you've ever seen, like, Barney Stinson, he's like that. Like, that's except, like, can't get the girl.
He can, he just can't keep it.
Oh, can we please arrange something to get number two set up like a true basic bitch? Can we do like a photo shoot or something like that?
A photo shoot?
Yeah.
With number two.
Of number two. Oh, God, yeah, let's...
Dressed up as a basic bitch.
we should get him.
He would probably wear leggings, dude.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
I don't want to. He has what?
He has no butt.
Well,
leggings would not do him well. He needs like a dress or something, like one of those short dresses.
Okay, folks, so here's the deal we're going to make. If we can get 25 people in chat, we are going to con number two into a dress. So when this airs, get all of your friends and make them come to dvradio.net into the chat. We'll count them, and we don't care if he agrees or not, and he can wear a dress.
Also, if you really like the pictures, we'll sell you the pictures for a battleship.
Oh, so while we're here... can you go ahead and tell us about your promo to sell 7 pages? Plus, I'll throw in my 2, so 9 pages.
Oh, yeah. So, if you guys don't know, we have a YouTube. And I offered Disgruntled up. I think we're going to start selling Disgruntled. You know, it's just a little bit too much for us. We will sell everything about Disgruntled, the radio show, all the pages. The website, everything. And we're just asking for the low, low, low price of a battleship.
That's it. Oh, it has to have a full tank of gas and full ammo and supplies.
And if you want to be real nice, for Aaron, one of our fans, he would really like a tank to go along with our battleship.
A tank. I thought you hated tanks.
I hate tanks, but he really wanted it. But so, and every time I post about it, he always wants a tank.
What, are we just gonna park a fucking tank on a battleship?
Yeah, why not?
God damn it, Chappy.
So, one of the goals of this little shorter show—it's only gonna be an hour, folks. Sorry. Is to go back on the past year. I'm voting that it sucked because Chappie was deployed and just, it was a long year. Chappie, you really need to learn cues.
I'm not good at this, no.
Not at all.
Yeah, it was a long year. I was in Germany for most of it. I think I left like January 15th. I was in Poland, Germany, Latvia, Lithuania. I was in a bunch of European countries and did not get to experience any of them. But, you know, because I have awesome admin, like Nevermore, somehow we stayed alive. And then I know she kept the show going on for a little bit until it, you know, things just got too much. And I'm just happy that we're back. It's 2018. We have a lot of fucking, you know, ideas of what we want to do this coming year. So I just want to thank all of my admin for keeping things alive, and especially my wife, Owl, because I know she helped post under my call sign a few times.
Yes, she did. I would meme bomb her, and she would post them. So one thing, since he's talking about future plans, we are looking for a Disgruntled Discussions team. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a host, but what we're looking for is people that listen to the show and would like to join that side and help post on the page, promote the radio show. So if anybody's interested, just message the Disgruntled Discussions Facebook page and we'll go from there. Who has got music or bleeping or doot-doot? Oligan. Oligan.
Great. Oligan died.
We broke Oligan. Let's see. What else happened this past year? Well, I'll tell you the reason the radio show died is I started suffering some tremendous face pain in my cheek and above my eye and under my cheek, and I couldn't wear headphones, so I finally bit the bullet and went to the doctor, and I was diagnosed with trigeminal neuralgia, and it kind of sucks. It's kind of painful, but I've learned to wear my headphones kind of cattywampus, so it's not putting any pressure. And when I can't talk, I'm hoping Chappie does. He sometimes misses the cues, though.
Well, you know me, I love talking, and if I don't get to talk, I'll just call timeout.
Yes, we missed that in the past year. Timeout, timeout, timeout. But go ahead.
I think I've been doing pretty damn good. I haven't said a timeout once since being back on the radio.
Well, you don't have to fight with poor Thumper to talk, so.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, as they've seen just by watching the page and watching the show, well, listening, a lot of people have came and gone, and right now we're currently rebuilding about every single team we have, so we're always looking for admin. You can message the main page. We need writers.
You did hit on something that how we have, you know, had admin come and go. And kind of want to hit on that. I just want to say, you know, being part of this team is not always easy. And it takes a lot out of the admin that we have. But for the time that we had the guys, like the admin team, and if they left, you know, I just want to say thank you for everything you guys have done. And, you know, if it wasn't a good fit, it wasn't a good fit, but, you know, I want to say everyone we had on our teams, they usually did some good, even if they did some bad. But, you know, just thank you for your time.
Well, since we're doing past year and future, let's see if we can go through the list of what we're actually looking for right now so we're not trying to put up 10,000 posts. I know you're looking for writers for the webpage, correct? Website, yeah, whatever.
If you're a writer or have, like, articles you want to get published or anything like that, we're always looking for ways to expand our website or just putting out different veteran views. So if you're a writer, message us or send us an email at disgruntledlifestyles@gmail.com.
And I've noticed you're trying to build the YouTube channel some. Are you looking for anything for that?
Oh, yeah. YouTube, it's like a new world for me. And obviously, I look like I'm 12. So I would love some help on the YouTube and get some, even if it's just like some script ideas. Cause...
Or an editor, so poor Al isn't doing everything like the Nevermore disclaimer.
I don't know. That'll be a tough one. Al loves that kind of stuff, and I know she loves editing. That might be a hard one to pry from her hands.
Well, if it keeps her busy, we'll let her be our editor. I'm trying to think. Oh, one position that we really, really, really need, but you're going to have more free time than normal admins, is the Army calls them a wizard. We're looking for somebody who can watch over the entire disgruntled team, not the separate teams, but the entire team, because like he said, this takes a lot out of a lot of people, and sometimes we don't know when to take a break, and you know, life happens to us as well. I don't know why people think that we, because we're admins, have no glitches, no problems, but we do. So one of the things we need is somebody, and I'm not saying a professional licensed psychiatrist, but we are looking for someone to fill that role and kind of take the pressure off of some of the admins who don't always want to speak up and say they've had enough for a while.
Yeah. The one thing that you kind of said was, you know, we are human, and that comes out in our posts. Like, we're not trying to be, we're trying to show what veterans are, not like, and obviously put like a good light on things when we can, but you know, we are fucking human. And I had a post up, and fucking someone called me a pogue, and our one of our admin freaking Sparky just went off on the dude. And it, you know, we are human. You make fun of us, we'll make fun of you right back.
Well, the problem with that was he had watched your YouTube video, and then he decided that he was going to call you names, make fun of how you look. Well, you've got battle buddies just like most other vets, so of course they're going to jump in. But when we defended you, it turned back to us as being the bad guy. I haven't figured out how that works, but I mean, in all honesty, if you come at us, even if it's plain, however, we're going to pick back and we're going to fire back. And then you get mad, and I don't know why they do this, but announce that they're leaving, just go. But anyway, don't come to a veteran's page and expect us to behave how you want. No veteran's the same. What Chappie may like, I probably can't stand just because we fight like brothers and sisters. But, I mean, give us a freaking break this year. All this whining and complaining, we're human, and we're not changing how we do things just because you don't like it. To this day, we still have a woman that's praying for us in fucking messages.
Oh, yeah.
Did you
because I curse.
Did you see the other day she sent a video to let us know that she's still praying for us? Because apparently you and I are going to hell for saying fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck. Bless
you. I didn't know that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, she sent a video and a long speech, and I'm sitting there going, you know, I'm not going to knock religion, but leave us the hell alone. If you don't like it, just go somewhere else. I mean, you can make your own page. Now,
that's
running it's not that easy, Z, but you can make it.
I tell everyone if they don't like disgruntled vets, go fucking make your own shit. You know? Me and number two made disgruntled vets because we wanted a place to vent and be us. Now if people like it, we have 300,000 followers, fuck it. I don't care. I don't care if I have two. I'm still gonna voice my same shit. 300,000 followers. The only thing that means to me is that I get to have a larger voice to help more people. But I don't care. I'm going to still do the same shit. 300,000 followers or two followers.
Well, look at it this way. Would the fans want somebody that's fake, like a certain page that we, you know, were part of taking down because they were fake? Or would you like to see the real side of vets? And I'm not talking about labels, whether we're disgruntled, dysfunctional, whatever. How you see me post, interact, talk, that's exactly how I am in person. And if you don't believe me, ask poor Chappie.
Yeah, I would actually say it's tamer.
But, I mean, you're no different. What you put into posts, other than you speak better than you spell, you're no different. If you're at home talking to one of us, it's the same as how you would talk on the radio or type a message. I mean, it's no different. We're not hiding behind personas. What you see is what you get. If you don't like it, file a complaint with our complaints department. I'm the complaints department, so I really don't give a fuck. Just saying. Chappie.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
We just got a message. My bad.
Oh. We just got a letter. We just got a God. I'm singing Blues Clues. See what you've done? So, I know Al's lurking around there somewhere. What's her page future looking like in the next couple of months? She looking for anything? Needs anything?
Well, yeah, so her page is Unconventional Vet Spouse, and I know she's trying to find, like, other spouse pages, if it's military or veteran spouse, that don't suck. And, so that's a hard one. You know, we're lucky that we have someone like, Dysfunctional Veterans, where, you know, we can at least agree on a lot of things, but, like, spouse pages are definitely a little different. They're either drama-filled or that, you know...
That negative stereotype. They actually try to live it, and that's one of the things I know Al tries to change. She knows there's always going to be dependa jokes, but she also knows that in that same respect, each of the admins still respect what she's trying to do, because we've actually gotten a couple of spouse bids, and if it wasn't for her, I'm not sure they would have gotten the proper help they need, because we don't have the resources.
Oh, God, yeah. And it's, like, it's... Because, like, you know, we help each other, like, she looks at bids for me, and I look at bids for her and kind of give her advice. And fuck, you know, hers is, like, a lot more difficult because, you know, that's a community that's split from the start, and it's like, a pain in the ass to, like, get spouses together. I know from my own experience, we only have, like, a few, and when I say a few, I mean, like, one couple that we like.
Well, I know that while you were away, if a bid would come up, and this is before her page was as big as it was, with females, and most of them were spouses, there was a lot of physical things that I couldn't relate to that had happened, and I had her come onto the page, and I told her, I said, you can tell them you're not a vet, whatever, I don't care. And she would talk to them for us and would step in to bid roles when we couldn't.
Yeah, that's why I married her. Yeah. She has a nice butt.
Well, I didn't ask her to help with a bid because of her butt, but okay.
No, actually, Al was, like, amazing. Like, you know, that's something that happened this year. I got married.
Yes, you got married. That was a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah, that took way too long. And I only just got my BAH. You know, I think it was like close to $9,000 back pay. But, you know, I'm just lucky I have such a supportive wife and, like, everything she does for me. And yeah, well, she's cool. I like her.
She's taught me a lot of lessons this past year. We're used to our roommate or our friends or whoever deploying and, you know, hey, I'll see you in 9 months, 12 months, whatever it is, right? We don't know what it feels like from her side. And it's not as easy as all these people make it out because, like, trying to get her ID, she didn't have a single vet active duty at that time to take her on base. That was a maze. She couldn't get through all that junk. And there were just a lot of things that would come up that she would need. And you just, they don't have the support system to help her. There's no spouse sitting there going, hey, you're new. We'll help you. We'll get you through all the paperwork. We'll help you get through all this licenses and all that jazz that y'all went through. And I feel sorry because they really don't have the kind of unity that we do. Instead, it's more of a I'm better than you cat fight. So instead of helping, they like to set each other up to fail. And that makes no sense to me. So I'll give Al her props because this was a shitty deployment, at least on our side.
This is a shit that blows my mind. I was in Germany. I had worse fucking internet connection in Germany than I did in Afghanistan. Riddle me that one, Batman. How the fuck do you go to like one of the best countries in the world and have no fucking internet?
I don't know, but it sucked. And, like, you didn't have good service, so nobody would hear from you for 3 to 4 days. And to me, that's normal. I'm just like, well, he can't. If it was anything bad, somebody would be contacted. Everything's fine. But she's not had to live that. And now that the page is bigger, I think she would have more support, but she literally didn't have a single other military spouse. She had her friends, her family, and the veterans that have gotten to know her.
Yeah, she's got some pretty good admin right now. And, like, I can honestly say I think they're all friends and shit. Like, some of them, their spouses are still active. Some of them just recently got out. Some of them have been out for a little bit. But she's got a really good team. Yeah.
All right.
I'm eating a candy cane.
It's probably stale. But on that note, we're going to take a short break and then do the last segment. We're only going to do two tonight, not three. But as always, you're listening to Disgruntled Discussions with us, Disgruntled Vets. I'm Nevermore, and you're on DV Radio. And Chappie, what's those initials? I never remember.
WDVR.
There you go.
The W doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It should be E. Sorry.
Okay. And with that, we'll be back shortly.
Hey, you sophisticated fuckers. We may not be
on the cover of the Rolling Stone,
but we have all the music you could ask for. Every music genre. But if there's a song that's not on the station that you want to hear, let us know. Email us at info@dvradio.net, leave a post on our Facebook page, or tweet us on Twitter. Don't forget to like and follow because it's anytime you want. And like Mom always said,
ladies love country boys.
Because
I get whiskey bent, hellbound.
Always remember and never forget, we always.
Down. Never gonna quit. Don't turn back, 'cause Radio.
Stay tuned to
WDVR
from
DVRadio.net.
We don't break the laws. We just make up our own.
DV Radio.
DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house, from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh, ah.
DV Radio.
You're tuned in to DV Radio, where the shenanigans never end. Now, back to our show.
And welcome back to this special edition of Disgruntled Discussions, brought to you by us disgruntled vets. I'm Nevermore. I have Chappie, and I brought Al on because we were getting tired of talking to each other.
Yeah, I'm surprised we made it that long.
Well, by special episode, I mean we're like short timing it, and it's only going to be an hour because, yeah, we suck, but whatever. Can't always have a plan. I think we had finished discussing all of what we're needing right now. What do you see the Underground doing for this upcoming year?
Well, I think right now the biggest thing is working on the admin on the Underground to monitor it a little harder, because y'all are assholes. I'm going to put it straight up. It's like, holy fuck. Like, I think I've gone into like several rants within the last like 3 weeks of, hey, I understand your thing to be.
You're glitching in and out. Hold on. Say that one more time.
So, I understand we're all vets, but, like, in the Underground, it doesn't give you a right to be an asshole. Like, holy fuck. I've been on, like, several rants already in the past 3 weeks about this. It's like, dude, I get it. You're a vet. Wow, cool story. We're all vets in the Underground, but that doesn't give you a special right. You know, if anything, being a veteran, especially with other veterans, means you guys need to, like, treat each other with respect. Hey, I get it. Fucking joking around is, like, one thing. Calling each other names, cool, whatever. But, like, to a point, you gotta think, like, I'm talking to another human being on the other end. Would I actually say this to them in person? And if you do, if you would, because you're that much of an asshole, like, what is wrong with you?
Well, that's actually a pretty good subject we need to discuss, because I'm a little tired of a couple of things. One of the things is, besides I'm a vet, so I get to say what I want, is the mentality that dark humor equals you should have the right to tell somebody to go be one of the 22. That's got nothing to do with your humor. Our humor is dark. We don't let it out when we're not supposed to, because we're not assholes like that. If it's a post about sexual assault, why would you post memes about sexual assault? I mean, seriously, the way some of you pigs treat women because they're a female veteran, it's kind of disturbing. And I literally messaged these guys going, women are never going to be treated the same, even if they're great soldiers, no matter what, because they're just not going to change. It irritates the fuck out of me.
Yeah, and you know what kills me is, you know, men, veterans, you know, we get everything. If you're homeless, there's plenty of homeless veteran places. If you have PTSD, if you have anything, you know, that's all usually geared towards men, especially like homelessness. It's like, it's so hard to find, like if a woman veteran went homeless, to find her a place to go is almost damn near impossible.
To find like, them nothing. Counseling for certain things that happen. And I'm not saying it doesn't happen to men, but to find a place for these women to go to feel safe, it's damn near impossible.
Yeah, and it's just fucking astounding. Like going back, you know, in the Army we have this thing called the seven core values or some shit like that, and one of them is respect. You know, you need to have some sort of level of respect for one another. And if you're going on telling someone to go to fucking the 22, what kind of respect is that? What kind of soldier were you? What kind of veteran are you? That's not what we're here for. I'm sorry. A little angry about that.
Well, the other thing that I was hearing was it's their God-given right, freedom of speech. But you seem to forget that it's a private Facebook page that somebody else owns, and they have the right to, you know, say you can't post certain types of memes or words or whatever, and that you'll be banned. And they want to fight and argue about this because they're like, well, I get to say what I want because I'm a veteran in this group, and your name calling and all the stupid shit that you send us. Well, I did this and blah, blah, blah. So I'm better and you can't tell me what I can't say. That's where you're wrong. It's our page. We can tell you exactly what you can't say and we can show you the door. Stop trying to be the bullies in these undergrounds because you think it makes you look good. Because frankly, most people turn you in because they think you're a douchebag.
Well, you know what bothers me is like, Al, you know, she helps me out with Disgruntled a lot. And she probably pays attention to a lot more things than I do because honestly, in my head, the way my mind works, I'm working on like three different things at the same time. And like Al, she has a pretty good sense of humor. It's pretty dark. It's pretty, it can get kind of raunchy at times, but when she comes and tells me like, hey, these people are posting some like raunchy ass shit. Like,
yeah, there's definitely a line and it's definitely been crossed before. And it definitely, I guess, be bothersome.
You know, we send in private some shit that we would never send to our page, but even I know that there's limitations. And if you know it bothers that person, I don't know why you feel like you should get to push past it. And we're not saying cry, be snowflakes, but there are just certain things that bother people, like rape. Nobody wants it to be made fun of. We don't want to see it unless it's somebody that's reaching out for help. We don't want to be compared to, well, if I can't post a rape meme, you can't make a post about death because that's the same thing. No, it's fucking not. Get over yourselves.
On to some happy topics.
As much as we want to hear you rant all night.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I'm ranting like all night because we did the video today.
Oh, yes.
So, we just recorded a new video.
Well, we'll get rid of... And, I had to get that out of my system because I've then got to where I'm like, fuck you, next, moving on.
Yeah. Well, we did a Q&A of some questions that the Disgruntled Nation posted to us, and it should be a pretty fun video, I would say.
Yeah, I think so. It'll probably be out by the time this
this goes up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you haven't seen the YouTube channel, you really need to go tune in to, is it just the Scrunnel Vets? What's our YouTube channel?
The Scrunnel Vets. It's on YouTube. It's the Scrunnel Vets. And we're going to try and push out a video or two a week. And I don't know, just see how it goes. Definitely want to get into like some serious stuff, some funny stuff. Maybe try and get our production quality up a little bit.
The last one was amusing. Not only were there creepy nutcrackers staring at us for this entire video, but I get to the end and Al has made this lovely Star Wars effect word scrolling, and I get to the last line, and the last line was, "We are not responsible if Nevermore kills you." And I was like, now they can't be sued when they sell the page if I go, like, rogue. Nice touch, but get rid of those creepy ass nutcrackers. Anybody else?
Don't worry.
If you're in chat when you hear this, please raise your hand that you hate those creepy little boogers. They're just about as bad as those elves on the shelf. Eh.
Honestly, their eyes, I think, follow me as I walk by. I'm packing them all away tomorrow, although Kathy's been begging me to wait, but it's time.
Well, I did get a
Christmas decoration until December 6th, or the January 6th, Little Christmas.
Well, it's January 7th, bro.
Is it?
Yeah.
It is. I was going to do it today, but got a little lazy. But tomorrow when you go to work, don't worry, you'll come back to a nutcracker-less home.
She's taking his nutcrackers, boys. They're already in a jar, so don't worry about that. But I did get a funny phone call on my way home. Chappie is famous for accidentally pocket dialing you, or he sets his phone down. Tonight, he calls, and so I try to call him back, and I get, "The cat called you." Yeah, I've never been called by a kitten. How did the cat call me?
Well, Chappie decided he was going to make me dinner, and he made pasta with this, like, Parmesan butter sauce, and he somehow got the Parmesan all over the screen of his phone. So as he was messaging, the cat decided that he was going to lick his phone and then hit the call button as a result.
I've never been called by a cat, so there you go, folks. That was a funny for tonight.
That's a good kind of cat calling.
Yeah, not that kind of cat calling.
I was going to say you got called by a pussy.
Lame. That was terrible. But since somebody's going to say it, you might as well, right?
Damn right.
So, I'm really out of shit to say. Let's talk about what good happened this year, or the past few months, I should say. Y'all did get married. What else has happened? We built the underground. I'm pretty sure that gave me a
we're
headache,
coming
though.
Out with, so, we got our beanies, and we're getting a new shirt tomorrow, and we should be sending them to Six soon, so be on the watch for beanies and a new cool shirt.
I want
to be excited for.
Mail me one.
Dude, the beanies are nice. I'm not even going to lie. I wear mine all the time.
We also need those motorcycle half masks. We need a disgruntled face on one of them suckers.
Oh, we do.
That would be pretty fucking cool.
You know that I'm Antifa video I made, that half mask? It needs a disgruntled face.
That would be pretty
cool. I agree.
Cool.
I'm not really Antifa, folks. I just have to wear the mask because of my face and it's cold, but I kind of look like a member of them. So I gave myself a new call sign since DV Marquise is now DV Lamborghini diaper bag. I am now Comrade Unicorn Glitter. There you have it. Oh, y'all missed that show where DV Marquise got a new call sign because he didn't have one. New year, new Lamborghini diaper bag. I got to get him on the show. Yeah, new year, new you.
Well, it's definitely creative. I will get
that. Well, he said, we asked him why, and he goes, well, I just looked around, so Lamborghini diaper bag. And all I can think, and I've yet to ask him, is how the fuck did you get a Lamborghini in your living room?
I was going to say, what does Marquis do?
But, yeah.
A Lamborghini parked in your living room.
Yeah, he said, that's
or
what I saw.
Or in a garage of the person.
Ah, plot twist.
No, I'm pretty sure he was in his house because there was a diaper bag. Unless the diaper bag was in a Lamborghini.
Unless the Lamborghini is a Matchbox toy.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
He does have, like,
tonight,
four, five, six kids.
Tonight's Disgruntled Discussions.
Yes, yes.
By Matchbox.
Nice try.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, okay.
Hell, I would be happy if Ripbit sponsored us.
That would be the dream.
Well, you could.
I would
reach out to them.
We should. I miss Rippets.
You shouldn't have energy drinks.
The best energy high in the world.
Yes, you hear colors and taste sounds. You can thread a sewing machine while it's running.
Oh my god! When I was in Afghanistan, I used to take Rippets and Mix it with my pre-workout. Oh my god, I had the best workouts in the world. I could lift a house.
A house.
You're crazy.
Or at least a 45-pound bar.
Okay, well, see, that's more like it. Sitting there fibbing to these folks. You're like, what, 5'8 and 150 pounds? 60?
I'll take 150. That sounds good to me.
If he's lucky, he might only be like 120, folks.
You shut your mouth there, woman.
I would say 120.
He's like, I don't know, a size 2. He can still wear kids' pants.
He was wearing the wrong size jeans for about a year. And myself and somebody else had to break it to him that he needed to go to a different size.
I just got a belt. Higher. That makes sense. If your pants are too big,
well,
you just put on a belt.
If the belt is no longer working, my friend,
belts
then
always
it's time
work.
For a new pair of pants. Says the man that used to use a twig as a belt when I first met him.
I would use a twig. I would use anything.
A pen.
A pen. Pens work. Pencils.
Hey, you can tie a plastic bag to two and keep your pants up.
Oh, no. So I used to work in, I was a, what's it called? A fucking, man. Fuck. What did I do with Rob?
Landscaping.
So I was landscaper, so I would take the string to the weed whacker, and then I would just use that as a belt. Or one time I was really in desperate, so I always have tourniquets on me in my truck. I used a tourniquet for a belt. That was a good belt, actually. That's probably one of my best ideas. We should do that. We should sell tourniquet belts. That's the next best idea.
Face
for
mask first.
People. No. Tourniquet belts. We're going to revolutionize the world with tourniquet belts. Because, like, hey, I'm in a car accident. Oh, well, let me just use my tourniquet belt. Everyone already uses belts for tourniquets. Well, what happens if your belt was a tourniquet? Oh, my God. I'm a genius.
And
I think you have a couple more
patent
ideas
pending, folks.
Tourniquet belt.
No stealing of the ideas. It's a disgruntled LLC idea. You can't have it, or whatever the hell we call ourselves.
If you want to see disgruntled tourniquet belts, email us today at disgruntledlifestyles@gmail.com.
Yeah, well, I still want the face mask. Oh, Chappy, you probably don't have it before you with the young man's name, but we did have a badass vet of the week. And now I'm trying to look for it if you want to tell his story.
So, if you guys haven't been paying attention to the news, there was a fire in New York City, and an active duty soldier was home on leave. And he was saving people from the fire. And, you know, unfortunately, the fire got to him as he was trying to save people out of that building that was burning, and passed away. So we just wanted to bring that up, you know, rest in peace.
All right, hold on.
Our prayers are with you.
I think I've got the...
We're so professional on this page.
Yeah.
We have everything set in place.
Yeah, exactly. This is what happens when you do a show with no itinerary. It was December 29th, right? That about the right time?
So.
Emmanuel Mensa, Army National Guard.
I was wrong.
Let's see. He was one out of the 12 that passed away. Let me see. He carried 4 people out when he went to bring the 5th person out. The fire caught up with him. He was later found in the apartment. But he managed to save 4 lives before succumbing to the smoke inhalation. So, for his act and putting somebody else's life before his, upholding the oath, he is our badass vet of the week. You never met a motherfucker quite like me. I'm
an American badass. Yeah, I think, you know, that's what we do. You know, that's what a veteran does. That's what active duty National Guard, we took an oath to protect.
Oath doesn't end, and even though sometimes standing for the oath, even though you greatly disagree what's going on around you, sucks, but that's what makes us us, so more power to you.
Yeah.
Well, we have like 10 more minutes, so you'd better come up with something to talk about.
Things to talk about.
What else good happened this year?
Good things that happened.
Did you talk about any of the amazing events we've had this year?
Oh, no, I haven't. Yeah, so this one thing that we started up is, you know, what we noticed is where we're at in Colorado Springs, there's veterans all over the place. So what we started doing was holding monthly events. You know, some of them are free, some of them you have to pay to get into, but usually you get a whole bunch of free stuff and the money usually goes to a charity. What we've had now, 4?
4, yep.
Yeah, we've had 4 events. I think our largest being on Veterans Day.
Oh yeah, that
Veterans Day was pretty big. We had like 50 or 60. And then we had our first paid event, which was on December 23rd. We raised like $400 or something.
Yep.
We gave 200 of it to a local veteran. And then we gave the other 200 to a hero scholarship, which helps Gold Star, well, not Gold Star families, but if you were a boyfriend or a fiance or a girlfriend, if you've lost someone, either to the 22 or to combat, it's to give them scholarships, because when you're in that predicament, you don't get any benefits. You were just a boyfriend or girlfriend, and you're just kind of left out. There's almost no support network for that. Because at least if you were a wife or a sister or something, you have Gold Star families. But so we support heroes.
Yeah, they're a great organization.
Well, we need to get somebody from that organization on here if we haven't already.
Yeah, absolutely. The I don't know if she is the only founder.
She's the founder, but they have a board.
Right. Well, we could see if we could get her.
Yeah, that would
on
be awesome.
Show. I think she would be great.
Yeah. And then we've had Kelly Pippen on the show, and he helped us out with the last event, and he's a local veteran here, and he does, like, he has a radio show, he has a band, and I couldn't tell you how many different things this guy's involved in to help veterans, and it's just rare to see someone as passionate as we are to helping.
Well,
definitely.
Another.
I would definitely call him the veteran mayor of Colorado Springs.
Yes, he's the mayor of Veteran World.
Well, another nonprofit that I would really like to get on the show that we use as a resource when people need, like, food and stuff like that would be Never Forget Your Own Incorporated. I wish more people knew about them because he's trying to get the word out, but we'll make that a future possibility. If any of you guys have a guest that you think would be good, just PM either Disgruntled Vets or Disgruntled Discussions. We have message box for both pages, so feel free to tell us who they are. Give us a link, give us something, and we'll see about getting them on the show.
Also, if you know of any charities that give away battleships, I would love that. Or if you're a millionaire and you want to make a couple of veterans, you know, dream of owning a battleship, hell, we'll make it into, we'll give it to the DV farm, and we'll have the DV/disgruntled US or USS. I don't know. We'll do the next farm on it. I don't know.
You're thinking
too
hard.
We have big plans for the battleship once we get it.
Yeah, once we get the battleship, we'll hire all homeless veterans, and we'll take this ship and we'll go take over our own countries with it.
Well, that's our next goal, is owning our own country so that we can build a compound and move away where there's no people. We run the town.
Yeah. And I'm thinking all water fountains will have just rippets, and the flavors will change daily. I would also like bacon on every meal.
I want gun turrets.
Yeah, oh, gun turrets everywhere, and free ammo for everyone.
You're going to be running an expensive-ass town there, Chappie.
Oh, yeah, we're going to pillage. For it all.
We're going to become the next age Vikings,
yeah,
Al.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we'll...
Come on, Al.
But
we're going to become the next... We're going to be the disgruntled Vikings, okay? The disgruntled pirates and the disgruntled Vikings.
USS Disgruntled.
I'm on board.
No people, just animals. I think we need a gold mine. Who's got good gold mines that need raiding? Just asking for a friend.
Well, I think the United States government has it all wrong. They're going after the Middle East, and like, why don't we invade somewhere that's like nice? Like, let's invade Australia. That's a beautiful country.
Everybody tries to like that very much.
Oh yeah, Jack would be kind of mad.
All the animals try to kill you. Their koalas have STDs.
Well, that's why we have Gatling guns and flamethrowers and a battleship.
But I can't kill a cute koala.
All right, we'll save the cute koalas. We'll do raids on the we'll save the koalas and the kangaroos.
No, kangaroos punch you in the dick.
I like kangaroos. They're nice.
Have you ever been near a kangaroo?
Yeah, at the zoo.
But this is not the zoo.
It can be. It could be the disgruntled zoo. Besides having Nevermore, we could have kangaroos in there.
I don't know if I'm going to be on board with this anymore.
All right, fine.
I want Ireland. Like, can we have Ireland?
Or something.
I'm down for an island.
I want Ireland.
That way you can travel. You could find uncharted territory, and then you just go back to your island.
We could be like China and just make our own. We'll just go in the middle of the Atlantic and just have sand drop there.
I want a castle.
Fine, we'll have a castle.
No, you can't come to the castle. We've lost our minds,
folks.
Well,
then I'm going to have my own castle. This isn't fair. What kind of bullshit is this? I want a fucking castle.
Well, never mind. Get your own.
We'll live in one castle, and you and number two will live in another.
Well, we're having wars. I'm going to have a paintball gun, and I'm going to just shoot you all the time.
Well, oh. I'm going to get a set of ninjas and a dragon. How's that?
And a moat.
And a moat on fire.
Well, I'm going to have a moat too, and I'm going to have Gatling guns and whiskey.
Let's just face it, you and number two would just sit there and get drunk all day. You wouldn't even try to attack us.
I am not debating that.
You would lose because you are forgetful, and all I gotta do is put something shiny in front of number two. He's occupied for hours. You would never know that you lost the war.
That is true.
I never lose wars.
Yes.
E4s
yes, you do.
Win wars.
E4s. Well, I won't finish that. It's not nice. Alright, folks, that about wraps up our hour. We will be back to our normal lengthy shows when we're, like, better prepared and all that good shit. So, you've been listening to Disgruntled Discussions by us, Disgruntled Vets. I'm Nevermore. Chappy, any last words?
You know, I just want to thank everyone for a great year. I want to thank all of my admin, my wonderful wife, Owl, the kittens, because they're adorable. I would also like to thank BB Radio, Six, Google, Bo.
All right, I'm going to start the Academy Award music on you now. Your speech is over.
No, I have a little bit more to say. I would like to thank God and everyone that supported me.
Cut to the commercial.
Number two, beep. Being an asshole. And obviously, T-Mobile for providing me internet.
Well, that explains a lot. Al, your Academy Award goes to...
Well, I won't make mine as lengthy as Chappie's.
Wait, time out.
Shut up.
I will not be interrupted. I would like to thank the Disgruntled Nation for being there and being supportive and all the admin while Chappie was gone, especially you, Nevermore. You know how many long, sleepless nights I've put you through and how many stressful messages I've sent you. And to Chappie for being a wonderful husband and making this deployment as painless as possible. And to my page, my admin, and obviously the kittens, but that's it.
Kittens!
Alright, does anybody else feel nauseous? I feel nauseous. And with that, folks, we are out of here. Bye-bye!